Earlier this month, a Colorado man fought for his life in the foothills outside Fort Collins. With nothing more than rocks and his bare hands, he killed a mountain lion that sprang an ambush attack while he was trail running. The story captured attention around the world and quickly embedded itself in local folklore. KUNC's Luke Runyon caught up with the man and has his story.
Travis Kaufman headed out for a run around noon in shorts and a fleece pullover. He skipped the earbuds, instead opting for the sounds of his own footsteps on the trail. About halfway through his run, he stopped to take in the view from the top of a ridge. The 31-year-old, at 5'10" and 150 pounds, started to descend on a narrow, wooded section of trail.
And I just kind of heard some pine needles rustling behind me, and I stopped and turned. It's one of those situations where sometimes I turn, sometimes I don't.
Because it's usually a deer or a squirrel. But this time, he decided to turn around to see what made the noise.
In this case, it was, in fact, a mountain lion. And so I remember seeing that and just having my gut feel the full impact of the situation.
Kaufman put up his arms and screamed in an attempt to scare the cat away.
Unfortunately, it kept running, and then it eventually just lunged at me. And at that point, I was able to get my arms up kind of in front of my face and block its initial like lunge with its claws and mouth.
The cougar started scratching.
Its jaws locked onto my hand and wrist and pretty much stayed there the whole time.
It wrapped itself around Kaufman's body and dug its front claws into his back. He tried to throw it off, but with its mouth clamped around his wrist, the two ended up tumbling more than 20 feet off the trail into a gully.
But during that fall, the cat ended up on its back, and it still had my wrist this whole time in its mouth, and it was kind of thrashing at me with its front and back claws.
Kaufman used one of his legs to pin the animal's hindquarters to the ground and then searched for a way to fight back. He grabbed sticks, but they were rotted and crumbled when he tried to use them against the cat. With his free hand, he found a rock and began hitting it over the head.
You can tell it stunned it, but it started thrashing a little bit more, and its back legs got free at that point and scratched my back of my calves and then some more on my thighs a little bit.
Kaufman regained control and was able to repin the animal's back legs.
I got my right foot onto its neck, and then I was able to get some weight onto its windpipe, and that's what eventually suffocated it, and then at that point, it released my hand.
The whole battle lasted about 10 minutes.
One of the thoughts that I was having was like, well, this would be a pretty crappy way to die. Just up on the side of the mountain, screaming and having like a little, this cat like wrapped around my wrist, and then like eventually another cat comes in and takes me out, and then getting eaten by a bunch of mountain lions. And it's like, that wouldn't be an ideal way to go.
You had that thought in the moment?
I did, yeah. So, yeah, it very much turned into just a full-on fight for survival.
After suffocating the cat and covered in scratches and puncture wounds, Kaufman started running again.
I was just kind of looking around and just feeling like I was being watched by cats on all sides, because I really took in my surroundings a little bit more and then realized that the whole west side of the trail was filled with rock overhangs and just kind of prime mountain lion territory.
Shaken from the attack and miles from his truck, he eventually encountered another runner and two hikers. They gave him water and the use of their phone. One of the hikers drove Kaufman to the emergency room, where he got more than 24 stitches on his face, closing the wounds on his cheeks and nose. Once he was safe at the hospital, Kaufman had time to think about the gravity of what just happened.
You know, people presented in certain situations, they would make the same decision. If you come down to it and you're being attacked and you don't really have much recourse besides killing the animal to get yourself out safely.
News of the attack went viral. State wildlife officials temporarily closed the open space where the attack occurred and removed two other juvenile mountain lions from the area to a rehabilitation center. They're possible siblings of the cat Kaufman killed.
For the most part, like during the whole process, I didn't really make that many decisions. it was a lot of just kind of like instinct. And so there weren't a lot of decisions to second guess or like a lot of critical moments that I had to like rethink or go through and reprocess. So for the most part, I don't feel any residual trauma from it. And I don't know, I tend to like to move forward too with things. That's just kind of my personality.
Kaufman's takeaway from this incident is that the foothills might feel like a place just for people, for recreation, but they're wild. He says the decision not to listen to music while running saved his life. He heard the mountain lion coming before he saw it, and that might have given him the edge. Luke Runyon, KUNC, Fort Collins.